Americans are reeling today after yesterday's mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, that left at least 21 dead, including 19 children. Here in Orange County, numerous local leaders and elected officials took to social media with their thoughts, including calls for action in the wake of yet another spike in gun violence. You can read those comments on our website, chapelboro.com, and we'll stay with CBS News at the top of every hour for updates on the national level. In Raleigh, Republican lawmakers unveiled a new education bill yesterday, but not one to deal with gun violence or school safety. House Bill 755 is instead a parental rights bill that would, among other things, ban teachers from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3. More on that as it continues to develop. One other bit of news from Raleigh. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says he's recovering from a minor stroke he suffered on Monday night. The 55-year-old Stein said his wife noticed something was wrong and urged him to go to the hospital, where doctors ultimately removed a small blood clot. Despite the health scare, Stein said he's feeling back to normal with no lingering effects. Direct quote there. He says he plans to get back to work later this week. Now we head to local news, where it's budget season for town and county governments. In Carrboro, town manager Richard White presented his budget plan to the town council last night. No proposed property tax increase. Council members will likely vote next month after more discussion and public feedback. That conversation just getting started. Over in Chapel Hill, conversation is already ongoing on town manager Maurice Jones's budget proposal, and the town council is set to hold a work session tonight to continue that discussion, with several issues left to resolve, including an urgent funding request from the Interfaith Council for Social Service. Here's more.
The total proposed budget is nearly $128 million, with the general fund accounting for roughly $76.5 million. That's an 8.9% increase from the current fiscal year.
That's Town Manager Maurice Jones speaking to the Chapel Hill Town Council last week.
The proposed property tax was 51.9 cents in the recommended budget. Our current property tax rate is 51.4 cents. That half cent difference is being proposed to go to the transit fund to address increased operational and capital costs there.
Jones said some council members have also asked for an additional increase of 0.3 cents to fund more transportation needs. Budget discussions will continue when the town council gathers for a work session tonight. There are a number of issues left to discuss, but one of the most pressing may be a request from the IFC for an interlocal agreement with Carrboro and Orange County to provide a combined total of $650,000 in additional funding to operate its two homeless shelters, Home Start and Community House. Speaking last week, Jones said he didn't think the council would have enough time to decide on that for this budget cycle.
We don't believe we'll be able to decide on an interlocal agreement before the council breaks for the summer, so we'll have to come back in the fall to continue that discussion.
But IFC President Jackie Jenks urged the council to include the money in the budget anyway.
The work of these two shelters, the everyday of walking with people through their experiences of homelessness, is life or death work. People are literally dying outside in our community. Yes, in our community and in other communities across the country from the effects of homelessness.
The IFC's request seems to have a lot of support from council members, particularly Councilmember Camille Berry, who shared her own personal experience in an emotional speech to the council last week.
PTSD is a real thing. You never know when it could be you. And if it had not been for the resources that this town provides, this community as a whole, and the people who live in this community, including a wonderful family who opened their doors to my family in IFC, who I went to numerous occasions, I would not be here. I would not have this opportunity to talk to you. It is urgent. It is life or death. And sometimes the life is not the physical one, but the spiritual one. And so I do implore my colleagues to fund this now, because there are other lives, there are other faces that we see, but we really don't. who need this.
If the council decided to include the funding in this year's budget, it's not yet clear where the money would come from, although Councilmember Amy Ryan and others expressed some support for taking that additional 0.3 cents in the property tax rate that was slated to go to transportation funding and devote it to the IFC instead. Councilmember Adam Searing said he'd prefer to avoid that additional 0.3 cents increase altogether and find the money for the IFC through cuts in other places. That discussion will continue at a virtual work session beginning tonight at 6:30. One way or the other, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger expressed confidence last week that the council will find a way to reach a solution.
I think we can find a way to make this work. If people are suffering, and that's our value system, is to take care of people, then we need to do that.
The council has scheduled a final budget vote on June the 8th. Also at last week's meeting, town council members got an update from university officials on plans to redevelop Porthole Alley, a historic path that connects East Franklin Street with the UNC campus. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger on what UNC is planning.
This includes the new admission center that would move to the Franklin Street area. It also includes some other departments there and what that would look like and feel like, and how do we make it attract people from the community to come in. They would like to enhance their visitor center, so it's an attraction for people who live here as well to come see things going on with UNC. And how does it all fit together within an alley and on Franklin Street?
That's Mayor Pam Heminger speaking last week on 97.9 The Hill. When UNC announced plans to redevelop Porthole Alley, residents expressed concern about the historic Hill Building, which is the home of the 99-year-old Carolina Coffee Shop. University officials are weighing several redevelopment proposals right now, though. Their preferred option is one that would preserve that historic building. Finally, in crime news, the Orange County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in the case of several stolen catalytic converters last week from a body shop in Eflin. Statement from the sheriff's office says a canine search located the culprit in a shed near the shop's property. 40-year-old Robert Helmick of Alamance County reportedly confessed to the theft. He now faces 35 charges, most of them felonies. It's 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Omaz Jewelers. Four Tar Heel tennis stars are through to the round of 16 in the NCAA singles tournament this week in Illinois. On the women's side, Fiona Crawley, Elizabeth Scotty, and Carson Tangilig all upset higher-ranked opponents to advance. On the men's side, it was Brian Cernok with an easy win. Reaching the Sweet 16 means all four Tar Heels earn All-America status. The NCAA doubles tournament is also ongoing, and yesterday was a good day for the Carolina women. Second-seeded Fiona Crawley and Elizabeth Scotty won their first-round match, as did Cameron Mora and Carson Tangilig. So they're in the Sweet 16 in doubles as well. The tournament continues today. Over to baseball, where UNC rolled over Clemson 9-2 in the first game of the ACC tournament. Carolina took the lead for good early on with this two-run play in the bottom of the second inning.
Pitch to the plate, and Horvath drives a fly ball to deep left. It's misplayed, but able to recover. Corbett, well, he dropped it. He was all over the place. A run comes in. Stokely scores to make it 2-1. And on his horse, all the way around from first base, how about Angel Zarate taking advantage of the miscue and making it 3-1. Clemson's misplayed a couple of balls in the outfield, and just when it looked like Corbett was able to recover, the ball goes off his glove, falls to the track, and the Tar Heels score two.
That's Dave Nathan on the call there from the Tar Heel Sports Network. UNC's back in action Friday at 7, taking on top seed Virginia Tech. The winner of that game will move on to the ACC semifinals on Saturday. Up to the pros, the Durham Bulls also got a big win last night, 9-2 over Charlotte in game one of a six-game series. Same score. Game two is tonight at 6:35. And in hockey, another road loss last night for the Carolina Hurricanes, 4-1 to the New York Rangers. That evens the series at two games apiece, but the Canes are back home in the friendly confines of PNC Arena for Game 5 Thursday night at 7. So far in the playoffs, Carolina is 6-0 at home, 0-5 on the road.